Welcome to the podcast Spotlight Yourself, your podcast to get visible in Helsinki, in Finland, or wherever you are in the world. I am Michaela, and by moving to Finland just on my own, I have found my self-confidence and courage to show myself and to speak up. That has definitely pushed my career to the next level, and now I want to help you to achieve the same, and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Hello and welcome to this new episode. This is already the fourth episode in a row in which I am interviewing an inspiring woman who is professionally successful here in Helsinki. And today I am talking to Lady from Pop Joy. And it was actually a pure coincidence that I saw her post in July this year in the Facebook group of the International Working Women in Finland. And she had announced there that she has now set up her own business producing and selling hair accessories made out of recycled fabric. And that sounded pretty cool to me. So I started following her, and it was really impressive to see how fast her business has grown. And then I also heard from other women in my network who told me, Lady is amazing. You need to talk to her. So I am really, really happy to welcome her today in my podcast to share her impressive story, how and why she has set up her own business here in Finland. So welcome, Lady.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For those who don't know you yet and would like to follow you on Instagram and discover your product, so who are you and what is your project?
Okay, so well, thank you for inviting me, first of all, Michelle. My name is Lady Sanchez, and I'm originally from Ecuador, but I grew up in Spain. And due to Spain, I come from a city called Fuengirola, Malaga, in the south, and there is like one of the biggest community over there, the biggest Finnish communities. So, well, my whole environment was Finnish, my classmates, partner, boss, and everything. So 10 years ago, I got the chance to come here with a job, just temporarily for 6 months. And then right after this 6 months pass, when I had to go back, I was like, well, you know, like transportation work, public health centers work very fast, and everything. I love my life, how it was in those 6 months. So I decided to continue my studies at distance and remain here in Finland. So now there is like 10 years after, I'm still here. And I was like, well, building up my kind of my career. I make my studies here, and I finish my studies in Spain, and then I decide to continue study here in Finland, and so on. So, yeah, that's more or less about me.
Okay, that sounds quite impressive. So, I mean, you have been in contact already so early with Finnish people. Does it also mean you speak Finnish, or how was that going at that point in time?
Well, the plan was to come here and to speak, learn the language, mm-hmm. and then go back to Spain, to this city, Fuengirola, and be like a boss. Because I was thinking that if I have the language, it was going to be very, very good for me.
Yeah.
But it didn't work that fast.
Okay.
It's a little bit harder than I thought. So yeah, I couldn't really learn the language in those 6 months, but I also wanted to stay here longer time to get to know more about the culture, because what I was thinking, that it was like a Finnish person there in Spain, it is actually different how it is actually a person in their own country.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yes.
How were the Finns different that you have met in Spain in comparison to the Finnish people here?
I don't know. Maybe they take a little bit more sun. So they are like very, very more like open. And yeah, when I came here, I was like, oh, I didn't saw my neighbors. I was like, am I living alone in the building? Or I was like, for several months, I didn't saw anyone. Never in the corridors or these things. In Spain, I was meeting my neighbors in the corridor, saying hi, like a small talk and these things.
Even in Finnish people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And classmates also, because they were like, I don't know, going when they were 9 years old or something like that. to Spain. So they were like more a little bit with the Spanish culture. So they are like kind of a mix between Spain and Finland.
Interesting. Yeah, sounds like an interesting combination. But then, I mean, then you stayed in Finland. Was it Helsinki from the beginning where you lived?
Yeah, it was Helsinki from the beginning. And, okay. And I was really, really liking it. I don't know. I was living in this neighborhood called Lauttasaari.
Mm.
And people was like very nice when they have it to be nice. And I was really kind of enjoying this a little bit of my space. And people was nice in general. Doctors were nice. So I was like, huh, I really enjoyed and like this first month that I was in here.
Okay. And then, I mean, you continued working for this transportation company. And what happened then?
Yeah, after that, well, I decided to continue. But then I was like, I finished my studies in Spain. And I was working here as an assistant for a person, like a woman. Then she went back. She gave me another person to work with because I didn't want it to go back with her to Spain. And I decided to, I got this integration course that was to learn Finnish.
Mm-hmm.
I started to study this Finnish language. I was getting very good. I got like, I was studying 4 hours a day, Finnish language.
Wow.
And then studying from home, another 2 hours. And I was getting very good. In 9 months, I got to have this B2 level. And I was doing my life in that time in Finnish. I was working and everything was in Finnish. But then I finished my studies also in Spain. So I decided to continue my studies here in Finland. And I applied to one University of Applied Science. And then I got the spot, but in English, in the English side.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was not feeling that I am so comfortable yet with the language to study in Finnish language. So then I got this spot, which for Europeans is free, the education. And coming from Spain where you have to pay. So it was like, oh, actually it's very nice,
mm-hmm,
that I'm having this like free education. You don't have to pay for anything. And on the top of that, if you have the Kela security system and all these things, you can even get like a student benefit and a student loan that it is, you know, supported by the government and all these things. So it was like, actually I can afford to study and not be overworking myself and this. So I start my studies as well. Another degree here in Finland. And that was like, from there, it was when I met most of my friends now.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I mean, you told me already before, then you were working in a company where you had then more and more responsibility.
Yes.
So that you were leading people.
Yes, that was during my studies in the first year. I was trying to find a part-time job, and I found this job in a startup,
mm-hmm,
which was, it was very small at that time. And it was very interesting. They were giving me a lot of freedom and I was able to arrive, you know, every day. I promised that I was going to go every day, but we didn't knew at what time I was going because, mm-hmm, well, I was going directly from university to that company, which was on offices in Ruoholahti. We were in that place. So I was sometimes arriving at 2, sometimes arriving at 5, but they were giving me that freedom because it was a startup and we were like around 80 people, no more. Then the company was growing.
Mm-hmm.
And as the company was growing, every person who was the oldest in the company, it was also growing. They needed like people who know about the operations and so on. Well, they were getting like bigger positions because the company was growing, I don't know, 10 to 20 people per week.
Okay, yeah, that's a lot.
So we needed, you know, coaches, leaders, and so on. So I was first, I was growing in my senior level of the company. I was getting, you know, more experience, but I was able to work in different departments. I knew the whole operation, how it was working. And then after that, I got the chance to become some sort of coach, which was to teach people how to do the operations.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, after that, with some time, a few months, I got to be leader and so on. So I was getting promotions, I don't know, every 3 months or something like that.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. And Well, but I also was working very hard. I was like working many hours, and if something was happening, because since there is a company that is growing so fast, very, very fast, things happens like all the time. And then, oh my God, this we didn't finish this. Oh, it's okay, I can do it. And I was like, I am a person who cannot stop. I cannot stop myself. It's very hard for me to stop. So I was just like working a little bit extra. It's not a problem. 30 minutes is not a problem. 1 hour and so on. So I was working until I got to this leader role. And in this leader role, there was like a lot of things to do all the time. It was like massive amount of people under a leader. In that time, it was not so regulated in the company. As I said, we were like growing and growing and growing. It was like 2K people in that time. And this was only in 3 years.
Wow. Yeah.
So it was very, very fast. So I don't know, one day I was having 5 people, the next day I was having 15 and so on and so on. So it was like a lot of people under one person to take care of them. So, and then like all the systems and changes and IT and HQ meetings and so on. So it was like a lot of work. And yeah, I didn't recognize I was having this kind of pattern or problem until I saw that, yeah, I'm working many, many hours. I was waking up and getting my laptop right away. So from one side, it was very good. The company was giving me the chances. You know, I don't speak Finnish very good anymore. So, and the company language was English. So me as a foreigner woman, I was getting the chance to be one of the leaders in there. We were not many leader females, but we were, if you was like, you know, working your ass out a little bit, then you was able to, to, you know, to get to a position. So it was good in that sense that I got into a position that I was like working for, but at the same time, since it was like a company that it is not so old, so that's why it was this amount of work, and I was working, I don't know, 12 hours every day of the week and so on. So due to that, after a few months of being in that situation and teaching and learning and a lot of people under giving a lot of pressure over me, I decided to get some rest, some time of resting. I was getting into this like a stress situation and all the time, a little bit of anxiety as well. So I was not able to stay still anymore. I was not able, my hands were, you know, shaking and so on because of all the stress that was happening and all the things, all that the task and that was happening in that time. So yeah, I took a break at the spring, in the end of the spring of this year, just to kind of, you know, clean up my head from all the tasks, to reboot myself and to think, do I really want to continue in this type of role that implies that many amount of hours.
How hard was it for you to set this stop? Because I mean, you just said you are this person who is working. Okay, there is something to do. Give it to me. I will do it. And then, I mean, you said over several months, you had this high workload of working 12 hours a day. And I cannot imagine, maybe it comes like step by step that you have the feeling, okay, maybe something is not good or I am not that good, but it's still... Did you have the ambition over even more weeks to say, hey, it will go away, I will continue, I will recover, and everything will be all right? Or then when was the point where you really concluded for yourself, no, I have to stop because there is no other possibility anymore? I can imagine that must be pretty hard. Or I would say I'm sometimes quite similar, that I, you know, I need another person telling me to stop because I would not.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I am very lucky, I think. Like, my partner is very supportive. And then he was the one all the time saying that basically quit. Just quit the job. You need to quit. You need to, this is not normal. You know, I was sleeping so little amount of hours because my head was not able to stop. So, well, one day I just like, I don't know, my head clipped. And then I was like, okay, I am quitting. So then I sent my resignation letter.
Yeah.
And then because of I was not able to cope anymore. I was just like crying all my free time, you know, because I needed to from somehow all this stress habit to go out. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, well, crying it out and this. So when I present my resignation letter, of course, HR team was, you should visit a doctor to see what it is the, you know, what it is the doctor's opinion on, mm-hmm. on your, in your current situation. Yeah. So then, well, then it was the doctor who told me, now we stop.
Okay.
You get your laptop, close your laptop, close your phone company number, is the time. There is not any more further to go.
Yeah,
you have to stop now.
Okay.
So it was like kind of a little bit of push from like some people that it got me to the point that if it was for me, probably I was gonna be going and going and going. But then it was like, well, due to doctor recommendation that this is not healthy anymore. You need to sleep. You need to get a couple of weeks just to sleep. Because I was sleeping, I don't know, 3-4 hours a day.
Okay.
For weeks and weeks. So, and it was very, very, my head, it was like, oh my God, I forgot to do this. Oh my God, I forgot to do that. Oh my God. Even though I have it like reminders, calendars, spreadsheets and everything for all the tasks that I needed to do, it was like still not enough.
Yeah.
So, but then after the doctor said that, hey, now we stop, I was like, well, there is not, you know, nothing else that I can do now. So I have to stop. And then I felt like very empty inside myself. Like, what am I gonna do with all these hours of the day? Like, what can I do in order to fill those hours? I don't know. My partner was like, let's have a coffee. And I'm like, okay, but how do we have the coffee and what do we do then?
Yeah.
Like, do we just wait? He's like, yes, you enjoy the time. I'm like, but how can you enjoy the time? How can you enjoy the time if you're not doing nothing? You're just staying there with your cup of coffee or your cup of tea, doing nothing. Like, why would you do that to yourself? Time is flying. You're wasting your time. So it was very hard for me to understand that, you know, you go to a coffee to talk with a friend and just stay there. And that is totally fine. That it is correct. It's like good for your health and your brain and so on. That was like very hard for me to understand.
Yeah. And I imagined you hadn't done that for months or even years.
Many months. It was very, very long time. Like my free times when I was having, I was not so bad. Mentally, I was just, you know, go playing hard, as we say, like play. How do we say, like, you know, work hard, play hard. So I was doing that. So I was just like going to parties, drinking a lot and just trying to forget what it was happening in that time. So then when the doctor said to stop, I was like, okay, no drinking, no partying, no see people, just like to disintoxicate my whole head from all the things happening all the time.
Okay.
So I spent a quite relaxing summer. It came the summer and I was still not feeling with the energy to actually do something, to go out, to see people, to these things. It was like, yeah, it was impossible to happen in that time. So then the doctor said that, well, maybe we should start a therapy, you know, to get you over that situation, to get you over the situation of all this overwork, all these things that you have been pushing for a long time. Because I was you know, working hard and trying to get promotions and all these things, I was still doing my studies full time. So it was two things combined that way was way too hard. So the 3 hours that I was having from work, it was to doing assignments and so on. So it was, and now I was like, finally, no studies, no work. What am I gonna do? So then, well, of course, in this therapy that I started, they said that, you know, you need to go for walks, you need to do exercise, you need to try some things, and then I needed to find something that makes me happy, something that keeps me relaxed, something that gives me peace, and so on. So, well, yeah, we were, me and my partner studied business, both of us, so suppose that we should be good at business. And then I was doing this type of, like, you know, fixing my clothes, upcycling some of my clothes, and doing some funny things in clothes that already exist that we don't, is not fitting us anymore, or it's not nice. And I was remembering how much I enjoyed to do crafting and to do these small accessories, and I was doing for myself some of those. So my partner was like, well, those are very pretty, those are very nice. And some of my friends also who were visiting me from home from time to time were like, oh, I love it, can I have one of these ones? So it was like, well, what about if we actually, you know, sell it? You lady are so scared to go back to this corporate world at the moment. Mm-hmm. So what about if we do it? And then, I don't know, it might be that we get some incomes out of this. Mm-hmm. So then it was like getting shaped little by little. The idea at the beginning, it was not like this at all. It had been getting shaped little by little during this month. Mm-hmm. So then by July, we were like, okay, well, I was so excited and so happy again. After a few months of being like a kind of in darkness, I didn't saw anything good. And it was summer. Imagine if this happens in
oh my God.
That was going to be very bad. Yeah. So it was during summer. So we were like, okay, well, let's try it out. And then we started. And it really, for me, the time flies when I am doing some of my craft, or when I am doing sewing some clothes or fixing something. It really, for me, the time flies, and I cannot be more happy to be doing that. But it has been very hard for me also to kind of reconnect, or like tell to everybody that it was in my environment, hey, I'm doing this. For me, it was like a little bit, I was feeling embarrassed of that. Mm-hmm.
Because it was so different from the job you had before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So I was having some different type of role. For me, it was so embarrassed. Like I get into my LinkedIn, for example, and everybody that I see in my LinkedIn is like, oh, they got promotion. Oh, they got this job. Oh, they got finance, this. Oh, they got this. And I was like, well, that was like what I was working for. That was like my whole mind and my whole strength. It was like towards that. I want one of those jobs. I want one of those big titles. And these things. And now what am I doing? I'm doing some, you know, scrunchies. I'm doing some headbands. I'm doing some bows, bow clips, and so on. So it was like, this is not at all related to what I was like working for many years for, yeah, like going after. And then I see all my contacts are doing that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what would they think about me now? Mm-hmm. They respect me less? Would they think that I am, you know, instead of growing, I am getting smaller and so on?
Uh-huh. So have you received some comments from anyone, or some negative comments or feedback at all? What people think about what you are doing now?
Yes, of course. I received like maybe, let's say, some sort of like 70-30%, 70 being the bad ones, bad comments, yeah, and okay, 30 being the good ones.
Okay.
So it is, that was also something that it was like shocking me quite a lot from friends that I was like thinking that they are like, you know, very, very good friends, yeah, or at least they were looking like very good friends when I was in those other type of, you know, career path. They all were like, oh my God, you know, like, you are gonna, why would you even try? You are gonna go bankruptcy. You are losing money. You are losing time. You're wasting your time, and so on. So it was like, okay, it was not you know, a little bit of like, what are you doing? Oh, but that is not scalable. Why would you do that? That it is not a business that it is scalable, that it is not a business that well, that's not the type of business that we were thinking that someone like you will do. Mm-hmm. So it's like someone like me, like a person who is like running around, and like I don't have a touch mind, so like, what exactly was supposed that someone like me do? But then the other 30%, they were like supporting me quite a lot. They were like, lady, we see you way happier. We cannot be so happy. We don't even recognize you. Like, you know, the lady that we lost, I don't know, for maybe 2 years is back.
Yeah, and nice.
We are happy to see you, you know, doing something that you like.
Yeah.
We are so happy to see you, you know, to see you. Okay, you are doing this. Oh my God, I love it. I really want it. It's so special. It's handmade. It's like, lady, you have to value more your work. You have to put like a different price because it's like so good and so nice. So kind of all my friends that I met into this corporate world and corporate environment were completely or are still completely against the idea, you know, against like, oh, it's gonna go bad. But then my friends who are like from other the other environment, you know, just like friends in general, like my Spanish group or my classmates, some of them, they are like, you go, you try, you go. It's, you don't lose anything by trying. Mm-hmm. They know you have it already. So you should ask.
Yeah. How much do you work now? I mean, you have set up your own business and you're doing it all yourself. I mean, you're sewing that all yourself. Mm. You're crafting the things. You're making them ready. You're making them looking nicely. I guess you also design and everything. So,
yes.
And then, I mean, you run your own business, right? Together with your partner.
Yes.
But, I mean, I can imagine, like, there was a lot of administrative things. So, let's say, is it again that you're working 12 hours a day? It just feels better? How is it?
Well, yeah, like, it is actually, I don't know, I don't feel it anymore that I work like 12 hours a day. I know that some days are a little bit longer than what it should be, like 7 hours and a half.
Uh-huh.
No, I wake up, well, now the timings are going also different. So some days I work from this time to this time, other days I work from this time to this time. Depends on what it is actually needing. So for example, if I'm having a meeting or if I'm having, you know, I'm going to go to visit a store and so on, and the store owner is only from this time to this time, well, that day I start a little bit later, or I just do it on the extra time, you know? Mm-hmm. So... But then I just really enjoy so much this. I just really enjoy to be producing those products. But the administration part, that takes quite some time. That takes some time. You know, you have to email a lot of stores. You need to kind of, my idea is I want to place my products in many different stores, at least around Finland at the moment. And then, well, I need to first spread in Musima. And well, you have to email, you don't know what they're gonna say. Oh, well, your brand is not matching what we are having at the store, or visit us and let's discuss face to face. So there is like quite a lot of kind of, you are everything what a company requires, you know. You are the marketing, you are the social media manager, you are the producer, you are operations, you are everything. So I try to allocate, okay, this day and this day we are gonna work on this. This day we do photo shoot. This day we publish the products and so on. But I am in general way happier, like very, very happy.
Yeah, that's so great. And I think your way is so impressive. And I mean, you started in July, right? And now, I mean, we are beginning of December when the episode comes out. So, I mean, 5 months, and it sounds like so much has happened. Oh my God, and you managed it all. How satisfied are you with the company that you have at the moment? And also, I mean, it's now just 5 months, right? But if you would think about like in 1 year, like where do you want to be?
Well, I would like to have, I don't know, fixed contracts with few stores where I will be like fixed with them. I don't know, fixed contracts. I would like to, you know, find perhaps better ways to find the materials that I am using.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question, actually. So I mean, because I think I said in the introduction, so you're doing that from recycled fabric. Yes. So what is your concept? So where do you receive the material from?
Yeah, well, we use, it can be any type of fabric. It can be, I don't know, a fabric from a curtain or a fabric from a pieces of fabric of a company that has produced it, I don't know, 10 t-shirts, they don't want to produce more. They have like some leftover fabrics. What is happening with those fabrics? So we are using those. We go, for example, we either email some companies to get those small pieces mm-hmm. of the leftovers that they are gonna basically throw away or mm-hmm. donate it somewhere. And then we pay some price for those. Or we go to these recyclable centers, for example, and then there is like a lot of fabrics. There is rolls and rolls of fabrics, different colors, different types. So we just like try to, we search, we go to many different stores, we search, okay, this fabric could be good for this. This fabric could be good for this. So the products are new, and the fabrics, like, you can really not use a fabric if it is if you have not actually make a product out of it. So there are like new fabrics that are just wasted.
Mm.
Or, for example, I don't know, some friends has asked me like, oh, I really, really love this dress, but I would like to have, I don't know, something to put in my head and make it shorter dress. So we just use that piece of fabric that it was like, you know, the leftover from this dress. But we haven't put like any type of, because that will be more as a service. It will be not like as a, you know, product selling.
Yeah.
So we haven't put yet that on the website, for example, yeah. about this service that we can also offer mm-hmm. and give. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you have a website. You're also active on Instagram. If now people got interested and want to see your products, and I mean, I can really recommend that because they're really, really nice. I have one myself. So where can people find you? And of course, we will put everything in the show notes that you are listing now.
Yes. Well, people can find us in Instagram. PopJoyBees is mm-hmm. our Instagram. People can find us also on our website, which is popjoy.fi. Facebook as well, PopJoyBees. Even TikTok as well. You okay. can basically email us or send us a messenger message or WhatsApp. There is our WhatsApp also in Instagram. So you can just send and then just to, you know, if you don't have like a clear idea, I can also help with some, I am like researching a lot of what it is trendy, what it is fashion, or what it is like, you know, people wearing, what it is, you know, vintage is also type of concept that many people likes. Mm. And so how could we save like some, if you want to save, for example, a dress that you like it so much, and then it got damage on the lower part because it was in a party and somebody stepped on it, well, let's try to rescue it up. You don't have to really get yourself a new one. There is just ways and ways and ways. There is a lot of mass production, so let's try to, you know, upcycle those ones.
Yeah. And I think that's such a cool mission that you have. Yes. Yes. You also, you said, because now we are at the beginning of December, you will also be on different Christmas markets where you will sell your products?
Yes, we are. We got advantage actually of this time. I have to thank a lot these community entrepreneurs that I am part of. With them, we send like updates in this chat that we have. There is another 70 entrepreneurs over there, like, okay, there is going to be this market and so on. So we are going to be, I have registered with some other work colleagues as well that were there. I call work colleagues now my other fellow entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So we are going to be in this Reading Christmas market, for example. We were doing some collaboration with Helsinki Outlet shopping mall. We are gonna be in a small towns Christmas market, like, for example, Nurmijärvi or Lahti Christmas market,
mm-hmm.
In Helsinki as well, in couple of them. So we have that information. We make like a small slot in our website.
Mm-hmm.
We make there, so you can just click in the lower part that is like Christmas market, and then you are going to just click which date you think you are gonna be able to, you know, visit us and so on. And then you have there the information, time, what is the location, and so on.
How important do you see that networking and everything that you do on social media for your business?
It is very important, like networking with other people. You need to find people that is like-minded as you are, yeah, right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was so lucky that when I put that post in International Working Women, some of them was like, would you like to join this community? It's actually free. You can join us, mm-hmm. and then just we are learning. None of us is an expert on the business. We are learning all together. So have people that are having the same mindset as you is very important. You need to surround yourself with whom you think, you know, it's not that you are trying to get something from that person, but you are going to grow yourself and learn more, different mm-hmm. cultures, different type of, you know, you need to find you make a market research, right? When you are launching a product. So you make this market research, but this person can be like, actually, you know, you in your research, it was this result. I experienced this already. So they are going to give you some advice. So it's very, very important to this network. For example, now, next year, after all these Christmas market crazy times, it's going to happen. Next year, where we are going to be working a lot, it will be, well, you know, to do these PR collaborations with people that are, you know, that is working in this social media environment, how to get to the customers. Do I need to now, you know, also I'm trying to include in my post, I would like to include also in Finnish everything because, well, I'm trying to build a business in Finland. So I need to be able to also, you know, sell my products in Finnish.
Mm.
So I noticed that one of the markets that I was last weekend, I was able to sell quite a lot of products. People was like liking it so much, but I did most of my communication in Finnish. I know that I'm making mistakes when I am, you know, speaking, but I try my best, and I the people was like, no, it's fine, I understand you. So
cool. Yeah, I think that was a very nice conclusion that you had, and it also brings me to the last question of this podcast, because I'm asking that all the people that I have interviewed so far, because I mean, I was also asked that very, very often for my Finnish colleagues, because, you know, Finland is a small nation, and also Finnish people, they are very proud of their nation. And they also are very curious, like, what do other people think about us? And I was very often asked from my colleague and from my friends what I would value most about Finnish people. And I would like to give this question to you. What do you value most about Finnish people, especially the Finnish people you met here in Finland, maybe not the ones you met in Spain, because they sounded a bit special.
Yeah. Well, I guess I will say honesty.
Mm.
If a Finnish person likes you, or if you have a Finnish friend, it's gonna be forever. This friend is not a fake friend. I think they are very honest with what it is their opinion. There is, like, you know, they don't have this type of filter or you know, you can be like, oh, I love this. Well, if a Finnish person don't love it, they will not say it.
Yes.
So there is very a lot of honesty on them. Like my Finnish friends are I think they are very, you know, nice. At least they are very supportive as well with me. So I really appreciate that. If they see that something is gonna go good, they will tell me. If they see that something is like I'm making a mistake on that decision, they will tell it to me. They will not just say yes because that's the answer that I am expecting to get.
Hmm. Is that also giving you the confidence to continue with your business and with your product? if Finnish people yes. say they like it, then you know you're on the right track.
Yes, yes, of course, of course. That give me like. Because in the end, I am building this business here, so I need to reach to these Finnish customers. I need to know what it is their taste. I need to know what it like. Oh, if a customer, for example, is like, oh, they are like thinking about the product or something like that, I am like, where would you like it that it is different in that one? Like, mm-hmm. Would you be, you know, helping me out in this? Then they are like, oh no, I mean, I would just like to have, like, for example, I don't know, a little bit more shiny here, or a little bit more comfortable in this area. And I was like, okay. So they're very like open. If there is time to talk, they're gonna talk. If there is no time to talk, there is no time to talk. And you know it according how short or long they are making their sentence.
Okay. Okay, cool. It was at least really, really nice to talk to you. I'm so happy that you shared your story. I think your way is so impressive. I mean, starting your business very just nice. 5 months ago and now seeing what has already grown out of that. I hope a lot of people will check out your social media channels and your website. And then everything will grow and will continue to grow during the next years. I will definitely follow you. So it was great to have you.
Super, super.
Well, thanks a lot for being my guest.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have found some new inspirations, and I would be really happy to connect with you via my website, michaela-kettner.coach. Or via social media to hear some feedback from you to this podcast and also what your current challenges are, how you want to become more visible. You can find me on Instagram under michaela.kettner.fi and also on LinkedIn. And no worries if you find it challenging to spell my German name, you will find all my contact details in the show notes of this podcast. So I wish you a nice rest of the day, get visible, and stay tuned. Bye-bye.